to share with you what I said on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos this past year was the Ushpizin of Yosef HaTzadik. Now, every one of the Ushpizin has its unique association with the Yontif of Sukkos. And we need to know what the association of Yosef HaTzadik is with the Yontif of Sukkos. The Tur says that each one of the Yomim Tovim corresponds to one of the Avos. And he says that Yontif of Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. And he brings a pasuk in Parshas by Yishlach, where it says, Yaakov nosa sukkos. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. Vayivan loyboyes, and he built for himself a house with a mekneu asa sukkos, and for his cattle, he made huts. Al ken kol hashem amokim sukkos, and that's why he named the place Sukkos. So, Yaakov corresponds to Sukkos because Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. Now, besides the difficulty that this place Sukkos doesn't seem to have any connection with the Yontif of Sukkos, I'd like to point out that the language that the Torah HaKadosh uses, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkos, Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, is a very unique Lashon. We could have said V'Yaakov, V'Yova Yaakov Sukkos, Yaakov came to Sukkos. As it says in the next pasuk, V'Yova Yaakov Sholem Yerushchem, that Yaakov came to Shechem. Meanwhile, the pasuk uses the word Yaakov nosa Sukkos. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. So, I'd like to perhaps shed some light on the lashon of Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. Yaakov nosa Sukkos. Chazal say that b'chag nedoinim al hamayim, that on Sukkos we are judged for water. We also know that on Sukkos was the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. There was the tremendous simcha, the tremendous joy of drawing the water to be poured on the Mizbeach. To the point, Chazal say, Mish lo'ra simcha zu lo'ra simcha miyamav. Someone who did not see the joy of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva did not see joy in their life. So we need to understand what is the purpose of this joy, of the drawing of the water. But what is more bothersome here is that we know that we don't mention Masha Vurach Moed HaGeshem on Sukkos. We don't mention Gvuras Kisham, which is the Hashem's might of bringing rain to the world, because rain on Sukkos is a simen klala. It's a sign of it's a curse, because when it rains on Sukkos, it's an indication that Hashem doesn't want our mitzvah. So how does this work together? That we're on one hand, we're so excited and we're so joyous with the water, and we're judged for water on Sukkos. But on the other hand, we don't want water on Sukkos. We don't want rain on Sukkos. It's a klala. These concepts seem to contradict each other. Now, I realized that the three Yomim Tovim correspond to, we know that there are four types of creations in the world. There's four types of creations in the world. There's Doimim, Tzemeach, Chayim, Medaber, right? There's still objects. There's sprouting objects. Still objects are called doimim. Then there's sprouting objects, which are tzemeach. Then there's living creatures, which are called chai. And then there's human beings, which are called medaber. These four different types of creations. Now it seems to me that the three yomim tovim correspond to tzemeach, chai, and medaber. Meaning like this. Pesach is called Pesach because we slaughter the Korban Pesach. which is a chai, which is a living creature. So it seems to me that Pesach corresponds to chai. Shavuos is the yontov of Matan Torah, which gives meaning to our speech. It gives meaning to the human race. So Shavuos corresponds to the Medaber. Sukkis is all about the Tzemeach. The Lulav, the Asrig, the Adasim, the Arov, the Sukkah, the Schach. It's all about sprouting objects. It's all about the Tzemeach. So we have the three Yom Tovim corresponding to the Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. Sukkah is the Tzemeach, Pesach, Lachai, and Shavuos is the Medaber. Now, it happens to be that truly each Yom Tov has all three. Because Pesach, although it's, as I mentioned, the Korban Pesach is the Chai, but it has the Matzah and the Morah, which is Tzemeach. And it has Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to relate the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Medaber. Shavuos, although, yes, it's about Matan Torah, which is about Medaber, but it also has the Kibsei Atzeres. There are the special lambs that were offered on Shavuos, which is Chai. And there's also the Shtei Alechem that was brought, the only time of year that Chometz was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, which is Tzemeach. On Sukkos, although the it seems that the main Yontif is about Tzemeach, but there were still, there's the Poreachag. There's all these tremendous amount of Karbonos, 70 Karbonos that were brought, 70 Purim, besides all the other Karbonos that were brought on Sukkos, which is Chai. And then there is the Hallel that is said, which is also Medaber. So we have all three on each one of the Yom Tovim, but they all have a primary focus, which on Pesach it is the Chai, the Korban Pesach, on Shavuos it's the Kabbalas HaTorah, which is the Medaber, and on Sukkos it is the Tzemeach, which is the, all the mitzvahs are relevant to Tzemeach. So, what does this all mean, and how does this speak to us? So I think we can understand this based on Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in the Droshes says, the Droshes on Pesach, he says that every person has within themselves a Tzemeach, Chai, and Medaber. Medaber, says the Chasam Sofer, the Medaber of every person is the Seichel, is the intellect. The intellect is really what the human being has over all other creatures. So the intellect of a person is the Medaber within the person. Chai, the Chai that we have within ourselves, is our animalistic soul, which is our heart that desires all earthly matters. So there is the animal within, the chai that we have within ourselves, which the animal within that desires and wants all earthly matters, that's the chai within each and every one of us. And then there's the tzemeach, that sprouts, which is a reference to our actions. Our actions are a result of our medaber and our chai. It is something that comes forth as a result of either our intellect or our desires. So our actions are referred to as tzemeach. Now says the Chasam Sofer that the avoda of a yid is to see to it that their medaber is, that their medaber rules over their chai, meaning that our intellect rules over our desires. Not that our desires should rule over our intellect. Chazal say that tzaddikim, libam bershusam, tzaddikim have their heart in their possession, meaning their intellect rules over their heart. The intellect the intellect dictates to the heart what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate. Whereas Rishoyim is Hembershus Libam, whereas the wicked, they are in the possession of their heart. Their intellect is totally subjugated to their desires. So the avoid of a yid is to see to it that their medaber, that their intellect, rules over their chai. And the tzemeach is a result, should be a result of the intellect and not a result of their desires. The klipa of Mitzrayim, says the Chassam Sofer, was that Mitzrayim was the taiva capital of the world. It was all about following one's desires. It was ervas ha'aretz. They were totally in the possession of their heart. And that is why Klal Yisrael descended to Memtah Shari Tumah when they were in Mitzrayim. Because their heart ruled over their intellect. That's why the Arizal says that Das was in Golus. In Mitzrayim, Das was in Golus. I mean, the Seichel was in Golus. It was in Golus to the Chai, to the animal within. Says the Chassam Sofer that the word Chometz is Rosh HaTevis, Chai Medaber Tzemeach, indicating that the Chai is first, then the Medaber, and then the Tzemeach. The Chai was in charge. The Chai ruled over the medaber, and that's why the liberation from Mitzrayim indicates our regaining control, our intellect regaining control over the Chai, and that's why we slaughter the Korban Pesach, showing that we the medaber are overpower the Chai, and that we slaughter the Chai. And that is why we have to rid ourselves of chametz on Pesach. We cannot have the chai medaber tzemeach. Rather, what we need to do, says the Chassam Sofer, is we need to put the medaber in charge. Now, how do we make sure that our medaber rules over our chai? The only way to do it is by breaking our taivas, by not allowing our taivas to come to fruition. We need to, it requires breaking ourselves, breaking our taivas. When you take the ches that represents the chai and you break it, it becomes a hay. So what you're left with after you break the ches is matzah, because you have the medaber first, the medaber is in control, then tzemeach, and then a broken ches, which is a hay, which is matzah. That is what the Chassam Sofer says. So now we understand that why the Yontif of Pesach is mainly represented by the Korban Pesach, which is the slaughtering of the Chai. Because that is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Coming out of that klipa of Mitzrayim, which put the Chai in control, and we are breaking the Chai, hoping to put the Medaber back in control. And that is why we eventually, the Avodah of Pesach is to eventually reach the Yontif of Shavuos, which is Kabbalah Satoida, where then the Medaber is in full control. So on the Yontif of Shavuos, we celebrate the Medaber. Because through Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is slaughtering the Chai, we finally reach the Yontif of Shavuos, which is the Medaber being in full control. And then comes Sukkos, which Sukkos is the Yontif of the Tzemeach, which is the Tachlis, the end result. The goal is, the whole purpose of our Medaber and our Chai is, or the Medaber being in control of the Chai, is that we should act in the way we should act, and not just to act in a specific way, but that we should be constantly improving our actions. That is what Tzemeach represents. Tzemeach represents growth, constant growth. That is what Sukkos is about. The constant growth which stems from our medaber being in control over our chai. So on Pesach we slaughter the chai, which lands us at Shavuos, which is putting our medaber in control. And the end result is Sukkos, which is the Tzemeach, our focus on constant growth. And this is why b'chag nidonim al hamayim, this is why on Sukkos we're judged for water, because in order for something to grow, it needs water. Water is matzmiach. Water represents that allows us to grow. So the yontif of Sukkos is celebrated by the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, by drawing the water, which indicates drawing whatever we need for our constant growth. And there is no greater simcha for a yid than realizing and focusing on constant growth. So mish l'ayra simcha zu l'ayra simcha miyamav. But rain, which is water descending, which is the opposite of water, which is matzmiach. Water which is matzmiach is water that causes growth. Water going downward, that's a simen klala on Sukkos, because that's the opposite of everything Sukkos is about. Sukkos is about ascending. Sukkos is about growth. Sukkos is not about descending. Descending waters is a simen klala. Now, if we were to focus on our avoda in each one of these components, we would realize that the intellect that we have within ourselves is a gift from above. It's a godly gift. And our avoda regarding our intellect is just to guard it, that it shouldn't become compromised. The neshama is in our seichel. It's a godly gift that we just have to be careful to guard it, that it should not be compromised. It shouldn't be compromised by the tumah of this world. It shouldn't be compromised by outer influences that are against everything that we believe in. We have to see to it to guard our seichel, to guard our intellect, to guard our koyach hamadaber. The chai that drives us to physicality, that drives us to do averis. So the way we need to react to our chai is we need to run in the other direction. We need, as the Chassam Sofer says, we need to break our chai. So when our chai drives us to do something wrong, we have to run the other way. We have to fight. Our avoda when it comes to our chai is to battle our chai. And our tzemeach is something we need to nurture. It's not something we need to guard. It's not something we need to battle. Our tzemeach is something we need to nurture. It's something we need to grow. And this, I believe, is what David HaMelech tells us. David HaMelech says, Nitzoyer l'shein chomeira, guard your tongue from evil. Meaning when it comes to the medaber, the tongue is the medaber, the avoid is nitzoyer, guard it. Guard it from evil. You don't need to nurture it. You don't need to battle it. You need to guard it. It's holy. You just need to guard it, that it shouldn't become compromised. Then David HaMelech continues, Sur Meira, you need, when it comes to Ra, when it comes to the Chai that drives you to bad, what you need to do there is Sur Meira, you need to turn away from the bad. You need to battle the bad. And when it comes to the Tzemeach, David HaMelech continues, is Asei Toiv. You need to do what's good. You need to nurture it. You need to act upon it. So the avoided by the Seichel, the avoided by the Medaber is Nitzor, the avoided by the Chai is Sur, turn away, and the avoided by the Tzemeach is Asei. Now, this all comes to completion. The Nitzor, the Shancha Meira, the Sur Meira, and the Asei Tov, all comes to completion on Sukkot. Pesach is the Nitzor, the Shancha Meira. I'm sorry, Pesach is the Sur Meira, which brings us to Shavuos, to the Nitzor, the Shancha Meira, which the end result is Sukkot, which is the Asei Tov. And that is why I believe it says, V'yakev nosa sukoisa, nosa as Rosh HaTevis, Nitzor Sur Asei. Which is, the Nitzor is for the Medaber, the Sur is for the Chai, and the Asei is for the Tzemeach. And this all comes to completion on Sukkot. And that's why it says, V'yakev nosa sukoisa. Now, these three letters, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Nosa, have other letters in the Aleph Beis that are easily exchanged for. For example, the Nun is easily exchanged for a Gimel. If the bottom of the Nun is compromised a little bit, if there's a little nick in the bottom of the Nun, it becomes a Gimel. Which indicates how easy it is for the Medaber to become compromised. The Lashon David HaMelech uses when he talks about someone who talks whatever they want to talk, who doesn't guard their tongue, is Lashon Medaberes Gedoilos, somebody who talks with arrogance. Now we find in Pirkei Avos the difference between Talmidov, the disciples of Avraham Avinu, and the disciples of Bilam HaRasha, is that disciples of Bilam HaRasha have a Ruach Givoya, have a arrogant spirit, whereas the disciples of Avraham Avinu have a Ruach Nemucha, right? The difference between Givoya and Nemucha, the first letter of Givoya is a Gimel, Nemucha is a Nun. So the person who is careful with their speech, person who guards their Lashon, is Nitzor the Shancha, has a Ruach Nemucha, whereas someone who is a Lashon Medaberes Gedoilos has a Ruach Gevoya, so that changes the Nun to a Gimel. The letter Samach is easily interchangeable with the Endemem, the closed Mem, which, as we mentioned, the Samach represents the Sur Meira, the turning away from the Chai that drives us to bad things. There, by the disciples of Bilam HaRasha, they have a Nefesh Rechava, they have a broad Taiva. If you widen the Samach, it becomes an Endemem. And the Ayin is actually something I never realized before, but when I was writing my Sefer Torah, there, at the end of the Sefer Torah, we had people fill in the letters, and there was an Ayin that someone made an extra mamash, a hair of a line at the end of the Ayin, and the Sefer told me that he has to get rid of that because if you add just a little bit extra on the bottom of the ayin, it becomes a shin. So the ayin is exchanged for a shin, and that's because the ayin, as we said before, represents asei toiv, somebody who does what's good. That's how you nurture the tzemeach. The opposite of asei toiv is shev al tasa, is sit back and don't do anything, which is the shin, the shev al tasa. So the Nun, Samach, and the Ayin can be changed for the Gimel, the Shin, and the Endemem, which is Geshem. So the opposite of Nosa which is Nitzor, Sur, and Asay, which is the goal of ascending, of Tzemeach, the water that is Matzmiach, the opposite of that is descending waters, the Geshem. And that is when a person doesn't guard their Medaber, and the person doesn't battle their Chai, and the person doesn't nurture their Tzemeach. That is when there is Geshem, which is a Simen Klola. Now Yosef, we find all three of these concepts by Yosef HaTzadik. The concept of Netzor Lashon Chomera is, we find by Yosef, Yosef learned the hard way. In the beginning of Yosef's young years, it says, Vayava Yosef is Dibosom Royal Aviam. Yosef brought the Lashon Hara against his brothers to his father. And that's what landed him in Mitzrayim. But we find that at the end, after Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the Sforim HaGadoshim say that Yosef was careful never to be alone with Yaakov, ever. Because he was afraid that Yaakov would ask him how he ended up in Mitzrayim, and Yosef did not want to tell Yaakov. It was so much so to the extent that Klal Yisrael had no idea how they ended up in Mitzrayim. No one ever knew about Mechiras Yosef until Kabbalah HaTorah. When we received the Torah and we had a Parshas Vayeshev and a Parshas Miketz, that's when we find out about Mechiras Yosef. But until then, Yosef didn't tell a soul. There was this level of Netzor Lashon Chomera that we find by Yosef, which to it, to a tremendous level. Sur Meira, turning away from bad, battling the Chai, that we find by Yosef more than anyone else. His Nisoyan with Eishes Potiphar. But the essence of Yosef, Yosef means to add, to grow. Yosef is to grow, to add. That is his essence. Yosef was a Bala Chalomis, somebody who dreamt of what he can be, what he can become. That was Yosef's essence. That's why his name was Yosef. So Yosef's relationship to Sukkot is actually what Sukkot is all about. It is the Medaber and the Chai leading up to the final goal, which is the Tzemeach, which is what Yosef's life represented. So what we need to take out of this is obviously the Netzor Lashon Chomera, guarding our tremendous gift that we have from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the gift of intellect, that it shouldn't be compromised with external influences, and seeing to it that we're Sur Meira, that we battle our animalistic soul that drives us to anything that we shouldn't be involved in, and that we need to nurture the Tzemeach and be focused on constant growth. And that Tzchus will be Zeuche to all of the Hashpois Tovis of all the Yom Tovim, and as Kimetzei Seinu Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, as the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of Mitzrayim back then, through battling our Chai, we should be Zeuche to that once again. Yarenu Nifloiz, B'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.